For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It may be the thing that men worry most about.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout their lives. And we're not talking about supporting your family. Mm. We're not talking about what people think about you. We're talking about what's in your pants.
Yeah, buddy.
How big is your penis? And what do the people you're intimate with think about? Mm. Well, we now have a scientific answer.
Oh.
As to what the ladies are looking for.
The old tallywhacker.
That's right. And Tommy, it's surprising.
What are they saying?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A study by a healthcare agency pulled 800 heterosexual women. Mm-hmm. And the question, Tommy, was simple. What is your preference for the penis size of your partner?
All right.
They did it in inches.
All right.
All right? So I have the answer in front of me. I have an inch length in front of me. Tommy, would you like to take a guess what the average woman says?
What she won't.
Is the best length for a penis.
I'm going to say six.
Six inches. Okay. Right. Kimmy, you being a woman, your word carries more weight.
Well, I have a funny feeling like it's going to be less than that. So I'm going to go with five.
Okay.
Pat?
Let's see what's in the box.
We played Jeopardy.
What is five? No. The answer is right down the middle. Both literally and figuratively.
All right.
5.5 inches.
All right.
5.5 inches in length is what these 800 women that were polled said was the perfect penis size.
It was comfortable for them.
Well, no. They said perfect.
All right.
They said perfect. By the way, they also went with girth. 5.5 inches in length, 4.5 inches in girth.
All right.
Are you guys surprised by that response?
So I'm trying to think, like, is that a girthier, is that a thicker chub?
Well, it would be 4.5 inches around.
Right. Is that a thick one? Or I don't know what that looks like.
Okay. To his point, like, I don't, like, that measurement doesn't give me an image.
I'm thinking like this.
That's okay. Four?
Okay.
Maybe a little, maybe like that.
That's four?
Well, like, how long
that's
am I
what
fingers?
I mean. Like, how do you put a number on it unless you take.
You
like,
gotta wrap it around.
Yeah, you actually measure.
Guys, well, look, I got the ruler.
Well,
you
had to get sprung if you can and get a tape measure.
If you can give me 5 minutes, I can go to the bathroom, come back, and we can figure this out. So, but you're not surprised by the length.
No, I'm guessing what that. I think that's based on comfort, right? What she would be comfortable, which wouldn't be painful.
Right,
for
again,
her.
I'm gonna read you the quote. Okay. This is the perfect penis size, not the most comfortable penis size. This is the penis size a woman wants. This wants the most when she lays down with
him. But to his point, comfort would also kind of go hand in hand with
that. Yes, it would, but he's arguing that this is not about fulfilling all of her pleasure. This is about what I want to handle right now, because you're thinking, like, if it was bigger, it'd be better.
Well, it seems amazing.
Okay. This is great news for most men.
Yeah.
Because the average American man's penis, 5.17 inches long.
All right.
So the average man is pretty close to being exactly what the average woman wants. Mm-hmm. So we have nothing to worry about, right? Wrong!
What?
Because it turns out we men think we should be packing more. Mm. Because they did the same study with 100 heterosexual men. But they asked them, what is your dream penis look like? One of the worst MTV shows of all time.
Dream penis.
Remember when Exhibit would come out? We have to pimp your crank. I heard you like goldfish. We covered your crank and goldfish. You want to guess what the average man said his dream penis was?
I'm going to say 8.
8 inches. Kim, you want to take a shot?
Yeah, it's got to be something ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
6.5 inches.
Okay. All right. A little more realistic than I thought.
I mean, it's a fantasy shoot for
the stars. Because I just assumed that it's whatever you're watching in porn, right?
Okay.
Like, that's what you think every woman wants. That's what, you know, the image you have of a woman being pleasured is with that size.
Okay, so let's put a pause in that because I want to come back around to it. But, I mean, as much as 6.5 inches is not like the massive dong we thought it was going to be, it's still a full 20% more dong than what the average woman says is perfect. Mm-hmm. If we say it like that, like you can imagine the can in Wegmans. No, with 20% more dong. All right, so here's the thing.
All right.
I asked the ladies that are currently listening to this show, mm-hmm. because we do need you right now. Does this study ring true for you? Is 5.5 inches the fantasy perfect penis length for you?
Oh.
And look, you can be brave, ladies. No one knows your voice. Mm-hmm. You can change your name in case you don't want people thinking you're some kind of certain way.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Ladies, sincerely, does this check out with you? Do you want bigger than 5.5? Do you want smaller than 5.5? And does the dong you're with most often line up with what these women say is perfect for them?
Oh, that you're with now.
Yeah. Right? And like, how much does the size of that dong matter when it comes to deciding to be with someone on a regular basis?
I wonder how many women could even tell a difference. Like, unless it's like one extreme or the other, I don't know how big of a difference, you know, 0.5 inch is going to make.
Okay, can I ask
because
really?
we also remember, I think the last time we talked about this, we were like looking up like how deep the average vagina is.
One of the worst Bee Gees songs ever.
And you only have so much room to work with anyways, so more length doesn't do anything for you.
Okay.
No, but there's other factors here.
So
it's more the way you work it,
there
I
is
think,
a,
for women.
Okay.
And fair. The confidence that comes with that than the actual size.
All right. I see you ladies trying to get in. Mm. We appreciate it. 252-WCMF. Kimmy, well, I want to talk to you in a sec. Go do your thing and I'll come get you in a sec. I'm sorry. Because there is a way for women to know exactly how long their partner's
kinda
penis
is. Yeah.
All right. You want to take it or should I?
You'll probably be a lot more couth than I will be.
All you would have to do is take a ruler and put it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Or put it up to the penis.
Well, I'm saying without asking.
Them. Why would you put... That is the dumbest statement you've ever made.
Here, no,
well, you didn't want to hear mine.
Here's why. What are
why mean? Would you just put it... Hey, how long is it? Let's measure.
Because
let me stick this ruler in my mouth.
What I mean
how
is...
How does that here, make sense in your head?
Can I justify my statement? Because if you walk up to your husband or boyfriend with a ruler, he's going to get insecure.
Yeah.
You can't straight up ask him how long is your penis. If you wanted to stealthily find out...
That
you
doesn't...
Could
No, that is not...
It could...
God, I feel like I'm in a room full of middle school boys right now.
It's a legitimate way to and measure.
I'm pretty sure
that's every day. Why don't you just measure your mouth and then you'll know?
But I mean, to Pat's point, there would be a gag factor.
No, that's not what I meant either.
No.
No, like, because that's different for everybody.
I understand some girls, you know, they gag as soon as you get your pants off. But I'm just saying.
That's only with you when you take your pants off.
But you know, I mean, she like, you know. It might be a little difficult.
No, I wasn't saying to see what you can accomplish as a woman. I was saying just if you were curious what his size is. Because Kimmy, you know, says like most women probably don't know what the actual size is.
And based on the size of your penis, it's going to determine how much of the menu is open to.
I don't want to do this. I don't want
see, it's too big. If she says that, don't even ask her to turn around.
Okay. The ladies have shown up. They're going to be brave. They probably did not hear my idea.
Nope, they probably missed that.
Again, I think that's a valid argument.
Oh, so
there's more than one way.
Duct tape measured down your throat.
I wasn't even trying to make a joke.
With a stone on the end.
I wasn't trying to make a joke. Like, I was legitimately, a legitimate covert way to do it.
No, it's not.
And it's a lot more comfortable than trying it the other way.
Well, that would be the gag.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you got a tape measure, do not hit the button while it's in.
Yeah. You never know what you'll pull up.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And a poll of 800 heterosexual women, when asked what is the perfect penis size, they responded 5.5 inches in length, 4.5 inches in girth.
Mm.
And we ask you ladies, does this ring true for you? We got a couple of L ladies. Liz and Elisa.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with Liz. Liz, you're on CMF. How's it going?
Hi, good.
All right,
how are you?
Good. So does this study ring true in your life, Liz?
I think it's more what you do with it and all the stuff before.
Okay, so you're saying foreplay matters more than what you're doing with your actual penis?
The movement.
I think so. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. right, and all the other stuff that comes before.
Okay. All right. So, Liz, let me ask you just a couple of intimate details, if you don't mind. You married? You single? What's your sitch?
Married.
All right. Married. How long have you been married for?
15 years.
15 years. Congratulations. On a scale of 1 to 10, if I were to ask you, 10 being the most satisfied, how satisfied are you with your husband's penis?
I would say a 9.
9? Okay, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
But it leaves room for improvement, which is always good. Liz, if I were to ask you how long your husband's penis is, do you think you can get it down to the inch?
I would say it's right around the average size.
Okay. And do you think your husband's insecure about his size?
No.
No, okay, that's good.
Not at all.
All right, that's good. Because I would think the average man does question Tommy.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody comes up short.
Exactly.
Not Liz, though. Everybody's coming up Liz.
No. Well, I mean, she called. She was one of the
brave ones. Liz. I'm so great.
So we were having 15 a discussion years. Here.
Sex is awesome. Regular penis.
All right, Liz.
Gagging.
It is.
What the? It's good for Liz. She's got a penis she likes. That's a good thing. And a man also
true.
A man.
I do.
Okay, all right. So, Liz, I'll ask you this, and not to pry too deeply, because, I mean, maybe you're one of these women that's only been with one man in her entire life.
I have not.
Okay, great. So, have you been with penises that were small enough where it was disappointing?
Yes.
Okay. And did you
see... How long did you go out with Weez?
Why you gotta hurt a guy, man? Has he not been through enough?
No.
Liz, did that guy get a second go of it, or was that enough to keep you from going again?
Well, it depends. Like, if you're in a relationship, I mean, that's not a deal breaker for me.
Okay. All right. So you
I don't think.
You were willing to take not great sex and a smaller penis because you love that man.
He's when she's locked in.
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, first experience, you may pass.
No, she said if she cares about
it. Yeah, but if it's just like...
If it's something that it's just you don't care about right away.
There's like, there's nothing there, and you got a weak weenie, she out.
Weak weenie, go home. Sorry, Liz, go
ahead. I'm trying to be a little bit more cordial.
It's how you use it.
Okay, all right.
How you bring it. How you work
it. Yeah.
All right, Liz, I'll ask you one more question before I let you go. And look, I really appreciate you being so honest, because this does help a lot of men listening to the show. Because, Tommy, as we like we were saying, this is a massive insecurity for most men. Liz, if you were to give one tip to men on how to use it the right way, one little fun thing that's Liz approved, what would that be? Yeah, make that noise. Yeah, that's what we're trying to get to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would. I guess I don't know.
We go this far now, you don't know?
Well, I put her on the spot. That's nice.
She wasn't prepared.
You did put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. She's been very open and very honest. And Liz, I appreciate all your help. Thank you so
Maybe
much.
Maybe just to switch it up a little bit.
Switch it up?
Okay.
Switch up
So not the same stuff all the time.
Yeah. Come with have a split ball every once in a while.
Oh, so like...
Yeah. Keep it interesting.
Lick it before you stick it type of thing?
It's not the post office. Liz, thank you for the call.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, he's right. Yes, he's right. Don't ever tell Tommy he's right.
Oh, so I was right.
All right, Liz, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take a little taste first.
Her saying it's fine.
I know.
You saying it.
Well, but I mean, she did agree with him.
No,
so.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Don't agree with him because he says it, and now he's going to take it.
A little nibble.
There you go. See, now we're here. Now we're at a little nibble, and it's going to keep going. And it's all Liz's
fault. I'm worried about what he's going to come up with the rhymes.
Get some Liz kibble.
Boo. Kibble. Okay, never mind.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, a study of 800 heterosexual women determined that the ideal penis length for a man was 5.5 inches, long, 4.5 inches in girth. We ask you, ladies, does this ring true in your life? Let's talk to Lisa. Lisa, you're on CMF. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. So I... About 5.5, that's crap. That's too small.
Too small. All right, what is your ideal penis length, Lisa?
Probably around like 7-ish.
7? Holy
ish.
Crap.
She was ish.
No, he's Amish. All right, so Lisa, what's your relationship situation? You married, you single?
I was married for a long time, divorced, but I have a partner at the moment.
Okay, so your partner right now, does he fit your criteria for penis?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Before you met this partner, did you know 7 was what you were looking for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've always known I like them on the kind of the larger end.
And it don't hurt.
Well, you know, sometimes that's okay too.
Yeah.
All right.
You're getting the honesty that here's the best part. I love when Tommy asks a question that he thinks is going to shock somebody, and then she comes in with a very confident answer. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, what am I going to say?
I don't have any follow up questions anymore.
I mean, she's got to be raw.
For God's sakes.
I mean, I know I like what I like. I mean, it is, you know.
So you like a rough ride?
No, that's.
Bro, that's a rough 7.5's a rough ride, man.
Can we go back to the actual questions that will help me?
You're going
off
road, bro. Off
road, an AT Liz.
You ain't kidding.
All right, Liz. So going back to the whole,
Lisa. By the way.
I'm sorry, Lisa. My apologies. Two L's are throwing me off. Lisa, my apologies. Going back to the whole idea, Liz earlier said that penis size would not be a deal breaker for her. Can you say the same thing?
I cannot say the same thing.
So if you cared, I'm sorry.
It matters for me. It matters for me because I've actually dated people before, and then when it's come down to doing the deed, they were so small, it ruined it for me.
Okay. So even if you deeply cared about a man, you guys had a lot of things in common.
If you can't be intimate without, you know.
Yeah,
she was a forearm.
It depends. It depends on the person. I mean, the person would have to be really special because living with a micropene forever? No, thank you.
So wait, you would look at 5.5 inches?
I was
going to
say, like, how
average.
Small would you consider, like, small?
Five
like,
and what a half is pushing it. I mean, I want to know it's in there. I don't know if it's too small.
Well, this break's not fun anymore.
I want to be alive, baby.
Hey, Lisa, thank you for devastating every man listening to the show right now.
Oh, my pleasure.
Lisa, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so Liz says it's what you do with it. Lisa says, you start over there, run at me with it. We'll see what happens.
I want a hung lover.
That's really got to eliminate a lot of men for her, though.
Yeah!
Because, I mean, how do you... You can't... That's not a setting on a dating app. I don't know, maybe it is.
But
the amount of dates you'd have to go on just to, A... It would have to line up where you like that person enough to want to take it to the next level, and they also would have to fit your physical standards as well. It'd be tough to find.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I was distracted by what might be the most... No, it's my fault. The most disturbing Instagram message I've ever gotten, which is funny and completely relatable.
What's it matter?
Again, we're talking about a poll of 100 heterosexual women determined 5.5 inches was the ideal length for a male penis, whereas men thought it would be 6.5 inches. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it unless you're dating Lisa, in which case, dear God.
Yeah.
Danny writes us on Instagram, I wasn't insecure about my penis size until my toddler said, Daddy, you have a big pee-pee. Then my wife followed that up by seriously saying to my kid, it's only big compared to yours.
Oh, Jesus.
See, Kimmy bursts into laughter. The horror on Tommy's face of having to live through that as a man.
Oh, my God.
Danny, you poor man. You poor, poor man.
I would have buried that deep in my thoughts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what does this all say about us, right?
We're clueless.
Okay.
Of what was actually wanted.
I think it goes back to something that Kimmy said earlier in this discussion.
What she said.
Right? There's a few things that stand out. One, as funny as it is that guys want a penis that's a full inch longer than what women want, at least according to this study, it is surprising they don't want bigger because you brought up pornography, Kim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just figured most guys think, I almost think you have a skewed image of what average is because that, you know, just based on porn you've watched.
Yeah. And guys under 30 have had access to free porn on their phones and computers their entire lives, right? So that's what they become accustomed to. What we're not factoring in on, however, there could be guys that are very big, 7-8 inches long.
Oh, sure.
That's been a problem for them. So it's also possible of those 100 guys polled, there could be guys trying to come down from where they are.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, point shaving.
The other thing that stands out here is how little we trust women face-to-face when it comes to the answer to this question. Like these 800 heterosexual women that they pulled, most of them had to have had this conversation with a man before. Is it big enough? Do you like it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And I'm sure that these women were honest when they said 5.5 inches or somewhere around there is what they were looking for. But I promise you, none of those men believed them.
Yeah.
Because if it comes up and you're a guy that may be insecure, are you going to believe her?
You might think, oh, she's just making you feel good.
She loves you.
Yeah.
Right?
She won't hurt your feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially at that moment when you're railed up.
I don't know why you would ask in that moment.
Well, let's say you're in the middle of it.
That's what we started here. What do you think? Is this doing it for you? Here, take that tape measure and put it on your throat.
So let's say you're mid pump and you say, "How does that feel?" And she goes, "Fantastic."
Well, that's dirty talk. That's different than like a legitimate.
That's such light dirty talk. Dirty talk.
But you're not going to be honest in that moment. Well, actually, there's some room for improvement.
Right, so that might be the only time you'll ever ask it is when you're in the middle of the thrust.
No, you wouldn't. Why would you do that? It's going to ruin it for all parties. Even if it's fine for her, it's going to ruin it for her.
And if you ask him that question, it is dirty talk. They feel good. You like that?
Well, you're doing it all weird.
Well, no, you said if you're in mid-thrust, I am literally thrusting. You like that?
You did this.
You like
no,
that?
You asked for this.
More.
You like that? No, I'm asking you personally. Intimately. Do you like that? Do you like what I'm doing?
No.
Is this doing it for
disgusting.
You? Look at me. No, I mean like in a conversation outside.
All right, so we're just hanging out.
Maybe it's after. Maybe we're sitting around. And comes up, you know.
Man, how about that Dodger game last night, huh?
Freddie Freeman.
Bet she's got a big one, huh? He's a big kid. Think that would do it for you?
By the way, it would have to be early in a relationship where you ask that question because when it goes too far, you can't be honest, you know, 5 years from now.
Oh, yeah, it's done.
Actually, you know, all that stuff I told you, it was a lie.
I'm going to tell that to Danny on Instagram.
Mm.
I do want to read a Facebook message before we get out of here. Yeah. And again, the story is they pulled 800 heterosexual women. They asked their perfect penis size for their partner, 5.5 inches in length, 4.5 inches in girth. The average man's penis in America is 5.17 inches. So we're all about there.
Yeah.
Unless you're dating Lisa, in which case...
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants a plow horse.
Brooke writes us on Instagram, "Here's a message to all men. Being insecure about the size of your penis is a big turnoff. I've had sex with men who were bigger that didn't know what to do with it, and it was miserable. I've had sex with men smaller who knew exactly how to get me there. But women can tell right away when a man is insecure about their skills and penis. Confidence is far more sexier and important than the size of anything."
Hmm.
Kimmy, would you agree?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, because chances are you're not just jumping right into sex. So I'm guessing all that stuff, like, leading up to it, even, like, just, like, a kiss can tell you, I guess, if somebody's good at being with, confident intimate. Enough yeah. being with somebody or not.
Can you tell if a man gets naked and is insecure about the size of his penis?
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to hide it.
Well, you got to put it somewhere.
But you wouldn't be just standing there.
Right.
Does it come out of the bathroom?
Okay, all right, but, like...
Turn
on
the lights.
No, yeah, I guess if you're a little bit awkward about being nude in general, that would.
Well, it's hard to walk with a boner to begin with.
What are you talking about? I can walk with a boner.
I meant more like trying to hide it.
It's hard to pee with a boner. That's what's hard.
Well, I know one place I could hide it. Ladies.
Ooh.
You know, just real quick sidebar. Now that we're talking about doing things with a boner that's not sex, right? Medical science has come a long way.
Oh, sure.
Right? There's a whole bunch of cures.
What they can do now?
Can we figure out a way to pee with a boner? Like where it's not like hard? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Like after you've, okay. And then you gotta go do that whole thing. And it's like you're standing over the toilet for like 2 minutes. And you're trying to hold
it. What would they invent?
I don't know. Give me something. A sling? You're holding it down like you're giving your penis CPR.
Well, just have to, like, if you have a Viagra.
Like something that redirects.
Maybe that or like something.
No, it just takes your boner away quicker. Like, because if you're, like, it would be like reverse Viagra.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, you take a pill right after, so
bingo.
You go limp and you can whiz.
Exactly. Because, like, also, like, trying to go to sleep afterwards sometime if you're still there, right? Like,
yeah, it's hard
like,
to roll over.
Yeah, it's like when your tent gets blown over in a windstorm.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It's got that blown over umbrella type of thing.
Yeah, I'm a stomach sleeper.
Mm.
So, like, that's, you know, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm sure all the guys appreciate that football camp.
He couldn't even get it out.
I know he couldn't.
I'm sure the guy pushed it foot back.
You know what I mean.
Foot back, Kevin. Push it.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We might have a fight here.
What's going on?
Well, because some things matter more than others when it comes to food, right? There's that saying that no pizza is bad pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Does that apply to this as well?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. The owners of Fox's Delicatessen are venturing into a new business.
What are you going to do?
All right, so the guys who own Fox's now, they're two brothers. They're from Rochester. They moved away, studied culinary stuff, and then they came home to operate actually another business. They were going to make a deal to run that place. That fell through. And then Fox's, who was looking to get out of the game
because they've
been
there.
The brothers jumped on it. So they've been operating Fox's for about 2 years, and it's been going great for them. Now, they are moving to the bagel game.
Makes sense.
They're going to have a bagel shop on Park Avenue, and the brothers in the story in the Democrat Chronicle.
I'll be there.
The brothers in the story in the Democrat Chronicle say they've been toying with this bagel recipe at home. But nobody, they haven't sold it yet.
So like, they kind of invented this.
They say that, yes, it's a delicious bagel.
All right.
Does it matter to you where you get your bagels?
Where I purchase it?
Yeah, where are you gonna where your bagel comes from?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody's got their go, especially in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, I'm trying to think about it. Like, we have, like, a pretty good selection of bagels. But, like, if you meet somebody from, like, downstate or, like, New Jersey, like, they'll make the argument that we don't. And, like, I've had bagels in those places, good bagels. Like, I guess for me, maybe I don't know enough about the bagel game to tell you what's a good bagel and what's not.
Okay. The way you're saying that word is bothering me.
Bagel.
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 No, she's saying bagel.
Bagel. Oh.
Like Bagel Rock.
Sure.
Bagel.
Ant your fears away.
Bagel.
Worries for another day. Yeah, it's in your head for the rest of the day. Right. Good luck with
that. Thank you.
No, because like, if you think the pizza argument is bad, you're right, Kimmy. Mm. Try have a bagel argument with somebody that thinks they know bagels. Now you got me doing it.
Bagel.
Right, someone that grew up on nothing but artisan or mom and pop bakery bagels.
Right.
Are bad bagels enough to keep you from eating them?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not right, you're not going to go back.
So there's a bagel you won't eat.
Yeah, I mean, I have my go-to when I eat bagels.
Okay,
like I love.
Would you like to share with the class?
Oh, Malik's number one.
That's a good bagel.
But he was associated with the old show, and he used to bring the bagels up. So I got hooked on those.
Okay, I got hooked on Malik's.
I was strung out on bagels. And Fox's had bagels there. They had their bagel sandwiches and stuff, and it, you know, that was a. It still is a phenomenal restaurant.
Would you eat a bagel out of a plastic bag, national brand from the grocery store? No. You're not eating those.
I mean, listen, and I used to.
It's one of those things where it gets the job done, but it's not worth it. Bagel.
But it's not worth the bagel.
You will eat that bagel. You won't eat that bagel.
Oh, I would still eat that bagel.
No, anything like frozen or pre-packed, something like that. No.
No, not frozen.
You want to eat
like some of like the more fresh stuff, like at Wegmans. Like I would.
Well, Wegmans has a bakery, but they also sell. Bagels that are a name brand.
Like, I'm talking, what's the orange logo? Why am I blanking?
Thompson
Bagels. Yeah, whatever it is. The Nooks and Crannies.
Those aren't bad.
That's for people that don't understand bagels.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Now he's going to
go. No, there are worse bagels out there. Like, you remember those bagels you could get, like, buy for breakfast at
bagel
school?
Bites.
High school?
Right. Yeah.
Like, they were, like, the most bready, like, just almost stale-tasting bagels.
Down.
Like, I don't know where those came from, but that's what I think of when I think of a bad bagel.
All right, well, let me ask this question. Mm. As we talk about the new owners of Fox's opening up a bagel shop on Park Avenue, they say the recipe is out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like your bagel, bud? And I don't mean how what you put on it. I mean the structure of
what type of bagel I like.
Well, not even the flavor. Like, are you structure matters in bagel.
Mm.
Some folks like a pillowy bagel.
Yeah.
Some folks want to feel that bagel when they bite into it.
I like a firmer traditional bagel.
So you want a well-engineered chunk of dough.
Yeah, I don't want that too soft.
Okay.
Because then I feel like I'm not eating a bagel. A bagel should have some resistance to it.
Yourself right now.
Much like the people who suffered.
The bagel should have a resistance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, are you a resistance bagel or are you a soft bagel kind
of lady? I love a little crunch to my bagel, like when you bite in, it makes that sound.
Well, there's a difference between crunch and resistance.
Like, it doesn't have to be like a super thick bagel.
Okay, we're in trouble, by the way. Turns out Thomas bagels are made in Macedon.
They are.
I think they're good bagels.
They're one of the good ones.
Oh, is that really the one you just said you won't eat? Really?
I think we were all on board when
no,
I said that.
No, I will eat those bagels.
Well, because yes. You grew up poor. You didn't. You couldn't afford.
Oh, so
like,
only poor people eat Thompson bagels? You, I heard it in the break room.
You couldn't afford.
That was such an evil laugh.
What, your family could not afford fresh baked goods. Well, we all know that.
Look, man, I grew,
you were getting like day-old scuzz bread.
Where I grew up, bread mattered. Bagels didn't. Right. Like, Italian bread was the big thing where I grew up in Gates. Yeah. Whereas, like, if you grew up in Brighton,
like, my family
bagels
wasn't
matter.
Super picky about bagels.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I didn't know there was a world of bagels.
I understand.
But, like, here's the thing. If my wife brings home a bag of Thompson's bagels, yeah, I'll eat that bagel. Mm. I will eat that bagel.
Okay.
All right, 252 WCMF. Let me ask you this. Mm. Does the bagel or the cream cheese matter more when you're eating a bagel?
Oh, it's bagel first.
Bagel, then cheese.
Yeah, the cream cheese is base.
Best flavor of cream cheese, go.
Onion and chive.
What's that?
Sorry.
I said go, and he paused. So
onion and chive.
Onion and chive, okay.
Yeah. I would say onion and chive, and then salmon.
Oh.
Well, I like salmon on the onion and chive.
A Tommy's mom bagel?
So I'm eating my mother's bagel?
Yeah, it's gross. The correct answer is... vegetable cream cheese.
Oh, vegetable cream
it's so
cheese.
That's okay.
It's so
that's
good.
Because you're a diet boy.
Yeah, I don't think vegetable cream cheese is healthy.
No, but like it doesn't have vegetable cream cheese doesn't have any pop.
Yeah, it
to
does.
It.
It's got all the pop of the vegetable.
It sucks. Crunch.
Even when I was fat boy,
it's like chive, yeah.
No,
because
it's too
chive much. Has a pop of onion. Salmon is king.
No, it's not.
What they call king
gross.
Salmon.
Shut up.
No, you don't like salmon on a bagel.
No.
So like lox and bagels.
Yeah.
With like the
no,
onions.
How do you like that? You don't like
no,
salmon.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
So like smoked salmon with lettuce, tomato, and a red onion with a schmear.
Yeah.
Is like heaven.
Okay, so my 12-year-old eats like a 70-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her favorite breakfast is exactly what
oh
you
my
described.
God, it's one of the best.
And we'll go to what's the diner on Monroe Ave right over the line into Brighton?
Schmears. Great.
Bagelland?
No, it's a diner, damn it. I'm blanking now. Ah, for God's sakes, doesn't matter. There's the one right past 490.
I know what you're talking
590.
About. Charpit.
Yes, thank you. The Charbroil.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a dynamite version of that there. And my daughter gets it every time. And it takes everything I have to not, when I'm sitting across from her, not to be.
And
like,
the capers, too. You got the little hidden capers down
I don't
there.
Get it, man. I don't get it.
Well, she's sophisticated.
What is sophisticated about that?
Everything.
Delicious.
She's
it's
12.
A fish breakfast sandwich.
She's 12. Why are you eating that? You shouldn't be eating that at 12 years old.
I'm impressed, man. She's got that kind of. She's got that kind of taste for a kid.
I don't even know where that she. I'll admit.
Well, you've been traveling. You've been exposed.
It has nothing to do
this.
With that. She was eating that at like four. It was gross.
That sounds so good. Right
it's
now.
Disgusting. Man, I hate guys like you.
Why?
Because you try and use your food to sound more like worldly when you don't admit that like lower end stuff tastes better.
I like low end.
Really?
Like your mom. Tastes delicious. Love that pit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!